Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, Beg for it, Doctor. Yes, I have wanton willfulness. I surrender to you, mind, body, and soul. I lay myself at your altar, open, exposed, bidding. I need you so fucking bad right now, Doctor. Yes, I will always submit to you. Whenever I'm around you, I am weak. You tell me to kneel, and I always do as you say. I never want to make you angry, as my job is to please my dom. That is you, sir. Tie me up. Pull the blindfold over my eyes. Yes, I submit to you. I can never say no to you, and you know this. Oh, please, Doctor, do what you will with me, your sub. Spank me. Oh yes, Doctor. I deserve your punishment. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Tonight, Doctor, I'm the one in control. The femdom way. Can you handle it? Can you handle me? Oh, I know you can, baby. Let's begin. Oh, Doctor, you're mine. And I'm going to mock my territory. Yes, I'm going to make you beg to fuck me. Yes, Doctor. You've got a lot of pleasure and pain coming your way. I tie you up. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. At least for me. You on the bed, tied up, blindfolded. Yes, naked. And me, being in control, so fucking hot. First, I slowly trace my lips over yours, softly massaging them. Then, I kiss you, from your lips to your neck, yes, and down to your chest, down to your beautiful cock. And I do not take it straight into my mouth. No, I'm kissing it, until you beg me for more. Oh, please, Salty Vixen, you beg. I stopped. Oh, you don't have a right to bark orders to me, as I am the one in control. I am your dom, and you submit to me tonight. I then took the candle that was on the table next to me and lit it. Oh, your eyes grow wide. Oh, are you curious, Doctor? Yes, we are trying something new in our BDSM life. Candle wax. Yes. I drip hot wax from the paraffin candle onto your taut body, your chest, and your thighs. Baby, I love watching you tense up as you waited for the drop to fall, unsure of where it would land, and then squirming most delightfully when it did. I put my hand over it to ease the burning, and then do it one more time. Then I get an ice cube from my cup on the table and straddle you, and then slowly run the ice cube over your wax-encrusted torso, feeling you shudder as I pass over the particularly sensitive patches. Once the ice cube has melted, I lick my lips while looking at you in a sexual way, and then lick your nipples. Yes, baby. Not lightly, like I usually do, but hard with a flat tongue. You begin to pant a bit, telling me breathlessly that you could feel it in your cock, like I was licking that instead of your nipple. Yes, and I could feel it swell under you as proof. My hand wandered to my clit. Oh, baby, I'm touching myself. Yes, you like that, baby? Oh, I'm so wet. A groan was your only reply. Then, I look at your beautiful cock. My God, your cock is perfect, and it is rock hard. I let it graze my cunt, teasing you and also myself. Oh, please, please let me penetrate you, mistress, you beg me. Oh, yes, beg, Doctor. I want you to beg for it. Oh, I am enjoying all of this, as this is your punishment in years making. Tell me, Doctor, do you remember when you called me an ugly dog because I had a modeling job? Do you remember saying to me that you wanted to take my happiness away? No, mistress, I don't remember. It was a long time ago, you said. Oh, I remember everything. I then take my flogger and graze your thigh with it, and then spank it. Oh, you moan loudly. Mistress, I want you to be happy. I want you to heal. You sit as you moan in pleasure. Being in control is how I heal, sir. I get turned on telling you what to do. Do you want to fuck me? Yes, mistress, you moan. Oh, yes. You know what to say. I'm sorry for everything I did. Please let me fuck you, salty vixen. That is a good sob. And you are right. It is time to heal. And I am horny as fuck. And making you beg, huh? That was so fucking hot. I have never been so turned on in my life. You are so hard now, aching to be touched, to be fucked. Not yet. I let my hands trail down your chest, over your stomach, and down the length of your thigh. My lips are on your chest now as I maneuver around to the front of you. Both hands are caressing your thighs. Each time your cock throbs, it brushes against my stomach. And then suddenly, you feel my nails dragging up the insides of your thighs. And you feel me bite your chest. Oh, a loud groan slips from your lips as your hips thrust up to me. Oh, I know the feelings running through you. Yes, the sweet, searing pain that you love so fucking much. I let you rub your cock against me for a minute before breaking contact. Now, doctor, if you want me that much, then you need to make me come. I say forcefully, and you need to make me come hard all over you. Yes, I then step up on the bed and position my cunt right at your face. Now lick me, doctor. Make me come. Your face lights up and moves forward to lick me. Oh yes, it's difficult with your hands tied, but you're eager to please me. Yes, your tongue moves up my slit, tasting my wetness. Oh, you have no idea how close to coming I am. I wrap my fingers in your hair and push your mouth closer to me. Oh, make me fucking come and do as I say. I am so close to the edge. And your tongue, yes, baby, moves over my clit in the way you do so fucking well. And you know what gets me off. And you know how to make me come. Yes, your tongue moves in little circles, teasing my clit. The flat of your tongue, it's dragging over it as your lips suck me. Oh, fuck yes, that's it. I moan softly and move my hips into you. My fingers tighten in your hair and you groan. Nothing gives you more pleasure than to have me come for you. You move your tongue faster, focusing on my little button, and I can feel my wetness spreading down my legs. Yes, baby. Oh, yes. I can feel the sensations building in me. Oh, God. So fucking close. And you know this. Oh, you know my body so well. Your tongue slows and moves in broader circles. Oh, my hips are moving rhythmically with you. Oh, yes, baby, come on, you got it. Oh, my fingers are ever tightening in your hair. I let go with one hand and place it on your back, pressing your chest closer. Yes, baby, so close. You shift slightly and move closer, and I can't stop my hips. They are fucking your face. I need to come. Yes, I need. Yes, baby. To make me come. Yes. The buildup is too much. Fuck, doctor. I'm fucking coming. Yes. Yes. Waves of pleasure flood through me. Yes. My nails dig into your back as I come all over your face. Yes, my cunt pulsing and my body trembling. I push your face into me, riding it out with your tongue, still licking me, breathing hard. I move my hand down and spread myself for you. Yes, you like that, baby? Yes, you put your tongue deeper. Oh, yes, baby. And lick my wetness for my cunt, savoring the taste of me. Oh, yes, baby. Such pleasure. And I know you want more, and I will give you more. I go to the edge of the bed and spread your legs again. My hand is around your cock, stroking it. Yes, I reach down between my legs and push my fingers inside me and stroke them in and out. Oh yes, baby, you've made me so fucking wet. I pull them back out and spread my juices over your cock, making it slick, making my hand slide easily over you. I feel you groan into my mouth. Your hips thrust up to meet my hand, and with each stroke, oh fucking God, oh yes, you're so erect, so hard. I need to fuck you. I stand up and get on the bed again and straddle you, moving down just enough as your cock is at my cunt. Yes. All I have to do is slide you inside me. Yes, doctor. I grab your hair again and pull your head back. You wince, but I know how much you love it. I look you right in the eyes and hiss. Do you want me? Do you want me to fuck you? Do you want me to fuck you, doctor? Oh, yes. I need you to beg me. Beg me to fuck you. Please, I need you, salty vixen. You beg. Oh, yes, doctor. I think you earned a good fucking. I then remove the blindfold and untie you. Oh, yes. You are so fucking hard. And I really need your cock. You take me from behind and anchor yourself with fistfuls on my hair. Yes, baby. Oh, yes. Ride that cock, you growl fiercely, as I push myself back towards you like a animal. Oh, yes. I'm coming. We both came together. You like that, baby? Yes. Yes. This is the most intense sex I've ever had. And this was much needed therapy. After all, it was you who told me that I need to heal and be happy once again. And you know what? Mind fucking you is my cure. Thank you, doctor. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Oh yes, stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.